All right, everybody, welcome to Overdunk episode 10. My name is Josh Zoinks Hebert with Unite Mics. This is the podcast, the competitive podcast. We talk to the top teams right now in the game of Pokemon Unite. And I am sitting down with, I have the amazing pleasure of sitting down with the best team in EU right now. I'm sitting down with Random Gaming, the team that won it all in the most recent finals. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you guys had a fantastic run. We're going to get into it, all the matchups, all the exciting moments that you guys remember out of the tournament. I know it was such a long tournament. You guys were definitely playing a lot of Pokemon Unite against some really, really good teams. So I know you guys are exhausted, even though it sounds like some of you played a tournament earlier today, which is wild to me. But hey, all the power to you. But what I want to do before we get into anything more is just introduce each one of you guys so that listeners or just viewers on Twitch and stuff like that, if they don't know who you guys are yet, I just want them to get to know you a little bit more. So let's move around in a circle here on my Discord that I can just get to know each one of you. Edesu, why don't we start it off with you? Introduce yourself, where people might know you from, and then what role you play for the Random Gaming team.
Okay. But my name is Alberto. I'm called Adesu in Random Gaming. I'm playing an attacker because sometimes I'm not.
Okay.
I'm 29 years old and I'm a data analyst and a data scientist student as well.
Okay, so awesome.
Yeah, I love to get into the data and
very
do stuff
cool
with it.
Okay,
I'm
cool,
very analytical and I'll probably be crazy as well.
Every team needs a little bit of crazy, I think. That's good. Okay, Akroma, why don't you go next?
Okay. My name is Alexandre. I'm Akroma. I'm Akroma, and I play a defender for the team.
Awesome.
My main Pokemon is Mr. Mime, and I play a lot of defenders. Like Crossall yesterday,
I
can play every Pokemon defender, and I can surprise every time and on best of three or something else.
Awesome.
And I like to play with everyone here, and I create and I'm captain of the Random Gaming, and I create this team.
Okay, cool. So you are the captain and start of this team. Very cool. All right, Gaklu, why don't we go to you next?
Hi guys, I'm Hassan, aka Gatlu. I'm 20 years old, and it's a common mistake that people think I'm not the main jungler in the team, but I'm actually the main jungler.
Okay.
And this is Link Charizard. And we just switch our comps and stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, like people know me from my Greenland plays and Greninja. And yeah, like season one, I used to try to get rank one, but it was a bit hard without the team, and I was hard stuck 1600, and I got my way with Greedent. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hey, sometimes we have to revert to the Greedent. But you've proved yourself on that character for sure many a time yesterday. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then is it Guys? Jais? How am I supposed to pronounce it?
Geese.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
Geese.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you go?
No, yeah, yeah. It's difficult.
Hey,
my name is Mark.
In my pants.
And I'm the all-rounder of the team because
okay,
I don't want to play Eldegoss.
I am
the one to try to look for crazy comps to not play Eldegoss.
Okay.
Because I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm not the jungler of the team. But I started playing attackers, support. Then I went to the top lane, but my Lucario was not that good. So we picked Red Mau. And then I played whatever.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I'm a marketing specialist, something that maybe in a future could help Random Gaming.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, and that's it.
Okay, awesome. So you are the all-arounder, I guess. Yeah, like you said, you played a lot of Charizard yesterday. I was watching that. Very exciting. But you just, the one strict rule you have is no Eldegoss. I like that a lot. Sometimes your team's gotta lay down the law. Awesome. And then the last member of your roster that you had recently, or that played through this last tournament with you, is Redmaw. Redmaw has been lost to the game that is Elden Ring. I'm not sure if we'll ever see him again, but, you know, sometimes you just need to take a break from Unite, and I got that, and he's headed into there. But let's talk a little bit about Random Gaming. How long have you guys been a squad together, the five of you?
The five of us our Discord like 2 months ago.
Okay.
We used to have up and downs in our team. Mm-hmm. Like the founder was me and Akroma. We played with Sixes and we tried to find members. And okay. Like we played with DB. And like we played always the three of us with subs every time in tournaments. Okay. And we lost almost every tournament. But gotcha. Like then from 3 months, we started this team. And then we replaced the TB with Ritma, and then we constantly played with Ritma, and yeah, this is our team now.
Okay, awesome. So, I mean, shout out to Timmy, who is in chat right now, hanging out too, but okay, awesome. So that has been your squad. So, and you guys have been on a kind of a current tournament tear win. This isn't the only one that we've seen. You guys have found a lot of really, really solid placings throughout the last couple of months of your tenure as playing as a team. You guys have found some great placings in Rush tournaments, the La Pump tournaments as well, right? Am I missing any like big number one placings that you guys have found as a team?
Rush, we were until today the rank one in the battle tower of Rush GG. Because today was a disaster.
Okay, but... okay. All right, fair enough.
Like if Shiny League was the point that we. Like, we were really happy about getting 5th place in Shiny League because mm-hmm. it meant a lot of us. Like, when we won against Ascendance,
yeah.
we had the biggest hype that we can get actually really good with the team because okay. we had Chaos and now we are coordinated Chaos. That's why.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like, and I forgot to mention, Jureb was also in our team, Jureb Sint. He's from Philippines and yeah, we switched because of World's announcement. We needed to find, we needed to replace him as well because he couldn't play with us.
Gotcha. Strictly EU.
And he was playing with one bar. Every game.
Word.
You played so well, to be honest.
Imagine a player in high competitive level playing with one bar, Eldegoss, all the time, and accurating the ultimates. I don't know how
he does. I don't know.
You have to predict it 10 minutes ahead of time and then press your button. Otherwise, it's not happening.
You usually did it. Oh, I don't know how.
Yeah. Oh, my word. Well, hey, shout outs to that guy. Hopefully, they're killing it. I know that scene is still... they're in SEA then, right? Would be the region that they're going to be playing in if they find a team. Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. So we got an introduction to each one of you guys about who you are as a team and everything like that. But I really loved on this show to dig into some of the like team dynamics. When I'm watching you guys on broadcast and things like that, I don't get to hear the comms inside of the team. I don't get to hear the inner workings. So I love to dig into that a little bit. And my favorite way to start that off is who's the biggest inter on your squad? Who runs it up mid and doesn't care about the rest of the team? You're allowed to nominate yourself, but you're also allowed to nominate someone else on your team. Who is it?
Like first, like this is a common question about like among us.
Uh-huh.
Like everyone of us is inting because sometimes I'm inting as a jungler. I'm engaging in 5v5. Like Odessa says, don't engage, not engage, and like engage anyways because I usually like to limit test myself, like test my limits and get better in what I'm doing. And yeah, like I think Odessa. Like Odessa is also sometimes inting when we say he's ultimate, he's not using ultimate because he doesn't want to waste it.
I see. Okay.
Like he's sometimes with positioning, and like the biggest inter in our team would be Akroma, but he doesn't want to admit it. Like because like Akroma
I'm a defender, yeah. I'm the front lane.
Okay, yes.
Of us who died.
The front lane is not the frontest lane.
The front line should not be the enemy home base sometimes. Okay, I understand. I got you.
We needed to do a lot of digging, like with defender and stuff, mm-hmm. because like our defender was always out of position and we died really fast. Now we got better, like improving on team. Like we played against East Unleashed over and over again, and then. Mm.
We lost over and over, and we flame each other over and over.
Okay, got you. So there's a little bit of, you know, I'll call it friendly banter. It might not be that in-game, but I'll call it that for now. You know, trying to keep yourselves accountable and stuff like that. But okay, Akroma, you took a little bit of heat in that last question. I want to give you the chance to answer this question, though. Who's the low-key carry of the team that never gets credit? You are absolutely allowed to say yourself if you are the best player on this team.
I'm Now, to be honest, I think we have two best players in our team. And everyone of the team can carry. Can carry, like Adesu is attacker, he's on all round the role. And Gatlu on jungle. But I think Giz and Gatlu make calls really well. And I think they organize a lot our best of three and matches. That's why they can carry a lot. But mechanically, we are stronger, everyone.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so mechanically, you guys have the edge overall, but you're giving a little bit of shout out to the players on your team that are good at calling, communicating. That's a big deal in a competitive game like this. You got to make sure that everybody's on the same page, especially on Unite, and especially with the compositions you guys like to play. There's a lot of solo pushing, split pushing all around the map. You guys need to make sure that there is some kind of game plan, or else you could get lost in the sauce a little bit too easily.
Yeah, because we play so much. High risk, high reward, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we picked so much different Pokemon and depends if enemy are prepared. We lost only. We lose.
What is the meaning of game plan?
It's fine.
Thank you.
We develop our own playstyle. I think that I would think is that you can scream with another teams, and they are going to take the same picks, and they are going to have more or less the same game plan.
Okay.
In random gaming, we have something different that you cannot practice if you are not playing against us. So I think that the surprising, because we can play Degen. We can play, our standard is not that good as Apes, that I think that the standard comp of Apes is the best one of you, to be honest.
Okay.
But our standard is not that bad. But,
sure.
But also we have our comp, that everyone right now I think that knows that we play Grid and Charizard and everything, but also we can play a Japanese strat. So we can surprise a lot the enemies.
Absolutely.
And they cannot expect what we are going to pick. And we are one of the teams that can counter pick the rest of the teams, so
okay.
I think that the blind pick is really surprising when you are playing against random games.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, blind pick is definitely going in your team's favor. Absolutely,
that's it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I want to. Awesome. Well, the last personal team question I always like to ask, because this one's a little more low key, but the impact could be pretty high in this situation. Who's the funniest team member on your squad? Who lifts up the vibes with their good jokes?
I think, like, to be honest, I think everyone. Like,
yeah,
when we get hyped, we say, "Go to my kitchen. Go to my kitchen. Cook, cook me something." Like, everyone is pretty funny. And like, we have, like, me, sometimes I get mental boom, then I rage. Sometimes Geese get mental boom, and then he rages. We inside against, like, each other. But it's, like, in general, it's pretty fun because, like, as a team, everyone is funny. Like, we say, go to my kitchen. When Akroma wins against Yoshi, Yoshi, go to my kitchen. Like, everyone is funny.
I love that. Okay, good. So you guys are keeping the vibes
They pretend to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, the good thing is that we've been playing together a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
So we are friends, so we flame each other. But when we finish the game, everything is fine, you know?
Good.
I had to fix some of flames too, because I had some time that I was a pretty good flamer.
Okay.
But it's fine. Right now, Gabby is the flamer of the team, no problem.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of flame even in the show. That's fine. Okay. Well, awesome. You guys had, you found a lot of success. Sounds like your team has some really good fits for each other. I'm really, really glad that this five has formed. You guys are going to be a really dominant force, and you have been so far. So I'm going to pull up on the stream the actual open qualifiers I guess this was a qualifier in a way. Either way, the February month finals for EU. I have it up on stream, but I'll also just stream my screen on here if you guys want to also see it. if you need to. But let's take a look at the bit of the bracket and just walk through it, and we'll see if you guys remember any specific games, how they felt, and then, yeah, about this entire bracket run. A little bit of spoiler down here, but hey, that's totally fine. You guys had an insanely hard bracket, first off. We need to just get that out of the way. Your team went through the gauntlet in this tournament. Specifically, you were up against Apes Unleashed round one. Before we get into the actual game stuff, talk to me about the, like, preparation and mental side of it. Were you guys, like, preparing specifically for Apes in this round one? You guys knew you were going up against them. I know you scrim against them a ton. Was this, like, was it worrisome? Was it exciting? And how much prep did you do specifically for Apes Unleashed?
We did a lot of practice against Apes Unleashed specifically.
Okay.
We played a lot of normal comp, and we didn't really show our comp to Apes Unleashed in the scrims, because we knew that, like, our comp was the only thing that, like, Apes know. Like, they knew that our comp will stomp them when we played correctly, because like, they didn't practice it enough because we didn't use it in scrims. We just played it on ladder or against other teams.
Wow.
And, like, yeah, like, we won against them in another tournament with this comp.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we were pretty confident in our comp. And, like, we thought we can win against them if we play our comp. If we would have played normal comp, they would have stumped us, I think. But, we prepared really hard for Apes Unleashed. Like, not really hard. Like, Wednesday, we took a day off. Friday, we took a day off and stuff. But in general, we knew that we can win this when we play our comp, because, like, they didn't practice it enough against us.
Okay. Awesome.
And the thing is that when we were screaming, we were playing normal, so we were getting stomped, and Sixis was DMing me, "Why are you not playing Charizard?" But the thing is that first game, it was, to be honest, the first game was, to be honest, really good. We played really, really well. We did a solid game, and we finished it fine. Mm. In the second game, we changed the strat, and we played a Japanese strat, the same ones that German Burger Flippers used.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine, but the Zapdos was kind of scuffed.
Okay.
And during the game, I think that we won because we took the Zap. To be honest, because I think that I took it with the ultimate of Talonflame, but it was kind of scuffed.
Okay.
But and then we had some air to breathe,
mm-hmm.
but then came German Burger Flippers and they stomped us.
It was really difficult the second round against Apes on the loser bracket, because they won 1-0 and River Sweep, a really good team like Apes, it's really difficult.
Sure.
It's hard.
They're definitely a tough team to beat. I think pretty much everybody, I think everyone could agree on the top five headed into this tournament was pretty much solidified as you guys were number one or two, I think, going into everybody's minds into this tournament. But there was you guys, Apes Unleashed, Five Guys, because a lot of the name and just value, and that team's been performing really, really well as well. And then, of course, the Yerman Burger Flippers, and then PogChamp as well, were probably everybody's top five. And four of those top five made it. That's how the cookie crumbles. Only four teams are going to make it all the way through. But let's keep moving through this bracket. Actually, before we move on, I saw something really interesting in this first one that I was loving when I was seeing the cast. They called it out on the official broadcast too. It was really interesting. Adesu, you were playing the Sylveon a little bit here too, and you and Deez were doing this really cool split the jungle off the initial rollout and it, like, head right back in the lane. Was that so you could get your level 4 spike on Sylveon just that much faster?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, very, very cool.
Yeah, but exactly. And also, that's a boost for Greedent, because we sent Greedent in bot lane.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a Sylveon making pressure level 4, you will have a boosted Greedent. Greedent with Greedent in bot lane.
Okay.
Then the Greedent can get level 5 earlier. And then Gatlu can do his stuff and carry the game.
Yeah, his stuff. You know.
Yeah, but the thing, something that you can see in the bracket is that in the top six, four teams of our bracket qualify in the top six. Zephyr, German, Apes, and us. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of kind of hell bracket.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Let's talk about the second game then. I didn't have the opportunity to do this one because I don't believe I had anyone of you added on my friends list in game, unfortunately. But you played Zephyr Esports Red in that second round. I don't know as much about this team. You were able to take it in a 2-0 fashion. Was it closer than the scoreline shows, or did you guys feel like you sort of had that game the whole time?
The second game was, I don't want to sound weird, but it wasn't that hard. Like,
okay,
we just won against the team. Oh, it's fine. Like, against Unleashed, it was hard. Good practice during the tournament because we synergized our comp more and more. But against Zephyr, it was fine.
Okay.
They played well, but it wasn't really hard.
Sure. They just couldn't adapt to you as
fast.
It wasn't
easy either.
I think the games were
difficult. Because they were playing a Greninja, Venusaur Beam, and against Charizard was kind of hard because with Solar Beam and Surf, you die.
Yeah.
I remember also a couple of situations that we have troubles against Zephyr.
Yeah.
But
they have a really good top laner. I think that his top laner is at really, 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 really good. He was a good Lucario speed, and with Power Punch, Lucario is insane. Mm. I think Nerborix is really, really good.
Okay, sounds good. Akroma, how did you feel in that specific game too?
I think it's the easiest match, to be honest.
Sure. Some tough situations overall, like we were talking about. But
they are good.
But yeah, a little bit one.
They are good because they practice a lot Solar Beam Venusaur, and we are not really prepared. But we are better mechanically, and we got a good macro game against them. That's why we won 2-0.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to sound bad against this team, like No Flame. It just compared to the other teams that we played against, it was way harder. Like they played fine, but I didn't feel like any pressure against them.
No, I understand. And honestly, I don't think it's an insult considering the caliber of teams that you guys had to play in this bracket. I know I keep harping on this, but seriously, it was a gauntlet that you guys had to go through. So, all right, let's talk about this next game. You guys ended up getting knocked down to the loser's bracket 2-0 by the Yermans. Guys, what happened? What happened in this game that made it be such a surprise?
Like, we knew that Germans play this comp. Mm-hmm. Like, we know how to play this comp because we played it ourselves.
Right.
And, like, we were asking, can we stomp them? Like, we had, a split in our team because Geese wanted to play normal comp, like Charizard comp. Against them, and I wanted to play DGen comp against them.
Okay.
And in the first comp, the first game, we played our comp, and we got stomped. Like, we didn't really get stomped, but they won by scoring.
The thing was at minute 3, we went to score in the middle, and then we threw the game.
Oh yeah, game or was it the other game?
No, it was in the first game. It was in the first game that we would win because we were fine playing DGen because we played. I think that Germans were the first to play a Japanese strat in EU.
Oh, did we play DGen then, first round? I forgot.
Yeah. Germans were the first team in EU playing this comp, and then we started to play it too with TV.
Okay.
A lot, and then with Redmo we played it too. It was pretty fine. It was pretty fine. We thought that we could win, and I think that we lost because we failed. Because I missed call because we went to score in the middle and then we got killed.
Okay. Now I remember. I said score in the middle and then Lucario Hyper Beam, Lucario and Hyper Beam, and they killed every one of us and then they got the Zapdos. Mm-hmm. And second game,
because
we played.
I think we faced them literally as 5 on their spawn. That's why we lost.
We face checked them and then we died. Yes. In second round we played our comp and they just scored more than us and we couldn't win.
Gotcha.
Like, score comp is really hard, and we are not prepared enough. Like, no one is practicing.
No one is playing in ladder. So
yeah, that seems like kind of the case. I mean, either it's in scrims you're holding back that strategy, or it's on ladder you're holding back that strategy. You don't want to give the other teams the advantage. So you were taken a little bit by surprise. You guys maybe got a little too cocky in that moment, and just it kind of fumbled at the last minute, but it sounds like it was still a little bit close. But okay, so you get knocked down to the loser's bracket. Luckily, your run doesn't end here, though. You guys have to do another rematch against Apes Unleashed in the loser's bracket. This one ended up being closer, 2-1. Was there any big swaps from either side? What happened in this game?
Yeah,
okay,
I think...
Okay, you start, Agroma?
Yeah, okay. I think it was a really difficult match. We know if we win this match, we can do top one or we can go to the grand finals because this team, they are really, really, really strong.
Yeah.
And we lost 1-0 and it was a lot of pressure for us to reverse with them. But we believe and we won that. I don't remember what we played. I don't know.
We played our comp. It's
yeah, three rounds of Strauss at comp.
Yeah.
Like when we saw that we need to play against Licht again, we saw the other teams and we watched the replay we were waiting really long against Apes. And we saw the other teams. And we were hoping that Unleashed lose. No front. We were hoping that they lose, so we can just play
games.
But then when we played against them, we panicked a bit, but we managed to grasp ourselves and the last game I thought we are losing because I left the spot to score. And then Adesu and Ritma Zen mode killing everyone. I came back and then I was half-life Guidant and they were 1 HP, so I could kill everyone and get the Zapdos.
it was a really, really hard best of because on the three games we got, I think, one Dreadnought or zero. It was really, really difficult for us to win.
And also we did a three losers in a row. Because if you see we lost 2-0 against Germans and then 1-0 against Apes. So we were, that was super flaming. We had a really bad moment. And I don't know how we managed to win, to be honest. The last fight, I think that it was a super carry of Adesu with Sylveon. It a really, really nice fight. And it was so difficult because with Charizard I couldn't enter because they put so many pressure there. Because I have to wait everyone to pop their ultimates to enter. It was kind of impossible. It was just poking. I think that it was the hardest BO3 of the tournament.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
The first round, we lost the team fight because we killed the Pikachu while he used ultimate at 2:20. And I made it really tough ultimate, but then we couldn't use the Charizard ultimate and the Sylveon ultimate. We died with our carry ultimate and we couldn't do anything anymore. Because when the carries die, and they don't deal any damage because I'm only greedy and I can just make time, split apart the team, and and bait ultimates.
Sure. So. I got you.
I reacted slower than my grandma against that Electro Ball. I'm sorry.
It was so difficult because I was in the Lucario side, and Lucario has a power up punch that is like a full heal and also has close combat. So you cannot ult him. Also, Zerbas, he was really smart. And he was playing speed to run when I ult.
Okay, so you're just running away from your Charizard? That's hilarious.
Wiggly swapped the... Wiggly was playing still speed too. So it was so complicated to catch them with ultimate. The only one that I could catch was Chanti and it was dead.
Okay.
Because Kelvin also full heals when I'm next to him.
Right.
So it's really, really, really difficult against them. I think that was a really big difference from Apes to the other teams to play. Yeah. We have to see, to separate Germans because they played another thing. But playing a normal comp, I think that they were the solidest team. They were the solidest team and the hardest team to beat.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Cool. Also, I want to welcome Redma to the show, who just got entered here. Hey, what's up? Whoa, yeah. Thanks so much for coming.
Sorry about that.
No, don't apologize. You're good.
I just came back to my PC.
Yeah.
Redma, no face review? Oh. Come on, do it. Face review.
Well, we don't even have you up on stream yet. So, at one point, okay, well, I'll have to put you up on stream now, of course. All right, there we go. Now we have the Red Maw face reveal. What's up, Red Maw?
Well,
congratulations, by the way, on your fantastic run. Very cool. All right, let's jump back into the bracket, though, because it didn't end there. You guys had a fantastic win over Unleash, and then you had to play yet again another top five rated team in PogChamp. However, you were able to 2-0 PogChamp. This is the all-French squad, if I'm remembering correctly, that you guys were up against. How'd this game go?
Well, I think
fine, because because Saryu took vacation 2 weeks, he didn't play E-Speed that good anymore, and during the fights. And when I play Guidant, he hates my Guidant. So if I play Guidant and I annoy him, he gets mental.
Attack, he gets the mental. Okay.
And I got I got Yoshi's farm 2 times in a row, so I was able to stomp him in the jungle, and we secured Dreadnought easily.
Gotcha.
And in the last team fights, we just team fighted better than them, because in the second round, I don't remember what the first round was.
In the first game they played Cinder, I think that it was a hard stomp, to be honest.
Okay.
It was a hard because also we were playing against Sapes. Against Sapes you cannot commit mistakes. If you commit one mistake, you die.
Yeah.
It's like this, no jokes. So we had really hard matches.
Yeah.
So we were with this dynamic. So the first game I think that was kind of unstomped, and they swapped Cinder for Dragonite, and we were I think 2 levels ahead or something like this. I don't remember because they were a lot of matches, but I think that we were levels ahead.
Gotcha.
And they flipped Zap. They got the Zap, but the key of the match was our post Zap. The guys that had to score went to score. The guys that had to base. So it was insane.
Okay, awesome.
But the best play was the Sylveon Hyper Boys in the game one.
Yes. The MVP of this best off is
I tell you what happened in the first game.
Odessa was 14 and you one shot Cinerace with Hyper Boys.
Alright, Desu, talk to me about
this. Odessa won literally this best off, in my opinion.
Odessa, explain us the Sylveon.
Nice.
The decision was easy. I proposed Juicy. He went forward. He hit once a Chroma. So a Chroma cute charm. He hit him with Wigglytuff, and he was instantly dead because I proposed in their deals 6,000 damage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Cinderace has 5,000. So.
Very nice. You gotta love that coordinated play of, well, if you hit the Wigglytuff, you asked for whatever's gonna happen next, because that cute charm ability.
It was actually just the perfect scenario for Sylveon, I think, because they were all stacking 5 in the tiniest bush, and Gatli was testing the Corphish to see if the Corphish would walk towards the enemies, and it did, so Odessa could just hyper beam 5 people at once.
Gotcha.
Level 14. Not Hyper Beam, but Hyper Voice.
There you go. Corphish exposing these teams. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Absolutely rough. Okay, awesome. So let's keep on cruising then to your next game. This time you were up against 5 guys. You had already qualified for the next finals, so you guys are in this top 4 already. You got that by beating Apes Unleashed. You know that you've already secured that, but you're still on a tear in this tournament, and this game was 2-1. You're up against 5 guys, a very, very good team, also a really popular team. This is going to be a lot of stream exposure. A lot of people know the players on the other side. Does that add any pressure into these games for you guys, or do you play against these guys so much that it doesn't really add anything extra?
For me personally, not really.
Okay.
Because I like everyone of them. I'm not playing a lot with Dance and Eberling, but I like them in general, and I play a lot of Prof and a Potato, and I like them. I just play with them, and most of the teams, of the high competitive teams, know what 5 guys' weakness is. And that's why first game was a bit rough, but then the other 2 games were a bit easier. But we know their weakness. Yeah.
Okay. You know their weakness. Are you going to care to expose that weakness on this podcast?
Yeah, what is their weakness?
What's their weakness?
I think their weakness is that they are more like no flame. I feel like they are a solo queue team. Like they still need to do some like tournaments and synergize and stuff.
Sure.
And Potato is playing Lucario. Ritmo is like all Lucario is better than Potato.
Okay.
Like it's simple. Like Ritmo is one trick Lucario, and Potato started Lucario, and he's good with him, but not as good as Ritmo. And Ritmo did more pressure than Potato. Like I feel like if they play Gacham with Potato, he can do way more than he did with Lucario, because his Gacham is so good. But yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Just you think that a team needs a little bit more time in the practice
room. Also, I think that we did so many mistakes in the first game. I think that we lost the game. It's like we lost the first game.
Okay.
And we had a really nice play in the zap fight. I think that we had Adesu and Akroma scoring bottom, and we flipped zap. Only Brab was into zap. Okay. He got it with his ultimate. With one tick of the ultimate.
Oh my word.
We could win, and we couldn't still manage to win the game, but Brab got it.
Brab got it, and I couldn't score because I got my score broke when I couldn't manage ultimate, and I couldn't score with the score shield. And I had, like, if I score, I have ultimate, and I can make time. But Brab got solo, like, he got solo sub. Like, saying that they are a solo queue team isn't really true, because they are, like, a good team, but I feel like if they play against good teams, the jungler is just engaging alone. He's not playing with the team, engaging alone and then dying. And I don't know. It's like in general, I think they're a good team, but they need more practice in tournaments.
I guess stuff.
They have to follow more Brab, because Brab, when we play with him we play a lot with him in ladder. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's insane. It's insane when he calls and if we follow him in ladder, we win. It's like he's really, really good managing the ball lane. He's an insane player. Mm. But I think that they did not follow everything, but whatever.
Okay.
And in the second game, we swapped to Talonflame because we lost, but I think that we didn't felt too much pressure because we had a lot of pressure during the tournament. So we thought that we were thinking, okay, if we lose, we go out, but we get top four.
Yeah.
But we switched the comp. We played Talonflame Blissey, the combo of Talonflame Blissey. Yeah, I was playing support for first time in the tournament.
Okay.
And we played some bowling stuff, and I think Adlu did 110k damage with
Talonflame.
Yeah. Like, it was insane because when I used Braveheart in the last team fight, everyone is ultimate. Like, baiting ultimates with Talonflame is pretty easily because he deals too much damage. If you don't react fast or you are not patient enough, you just die or you use ultimate too early. And this is what happened. Like, Bazid used Eldegoss ultimate, and Tanz attacked while using the ultimate. Bazid couldn't heal him, and then Kid Tanz got one shot by Adesu solo.
Hmm.
Like, he carried the fight on top lane, and then we killed the bot lane like the rest of them.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. That's a pretty good description of that game. Anything anybody else wants to add to that game before we head into the grand finals that you guys participated in?
Something that. The third game when so much better, we played our comp and we did the things correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And we won fine. It was fine.
Okay. Game. Gotcha.
Remember, I also blocked Potato's power up and Zapdos. Otherwise, he would take it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was so afraid there. Not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Those specific plays, they'll stay in your head for a long time too. So yeah, you always
remember
those. That's really funny. But okay, you guys had, I mean, a really, really close match there, but you guys were able to kind of pick up steam as that game went on and find yourselves a lot of momentum heading into this grand final. This is going to be a rematch for you in this tournament. You lost to this team 2-0, and you're heading into a grand final with a bracket reset is going to be how you need to win. Is that, like, in going into this game, you had beat a ton of good teams. You beat Five Guys. You beat PogChamps. You beat Apes Unleashed. You must have so much momentum going into this game. Were you like, oh, we got this. We're going to win this whole thing? Or was it like, guys, let's just have fun. We made it this far. We're already qualified. Like, we have so many games. Let's just have a good time. What was kind of the mentality going into this game?
I think we have a pressure because it's final.
Uh-huh.
Normal, but We are really in trouble because they won the first round.
Okay.
And we lost before. We lost before 2-0.
Sure. The memories
and
are coming back.
At this moment, yes. And at this moment, we said they won 3-0 with a Japanese strat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to change something, you know? If we play more standard or more scoring composition, you know?
Mm.
And and we decide to play cross to change Wiggly against Crossall because okay. they flip every Zapdos fight,
mm-hmm.
and with Crossall you can make a little bit stun around you and stun everyone, and yeah. and this can do to Adesu smite the Zapdos, you know.
Sure, it creates a little bit more of an opportunity to swing that in. Yeah, that's that swap. I mean, must have brought the Yermans by surprise for sure. But it also just brought, I think, everybody watching by surprise. I know on cast, everyone was like, all the casters were losing it over the fact that there was now a Crustle in the EU meta. Even we've seen it in Japan and things like that. We hadn't seen it around very much at all in this tournament yet so far. And if you found a ton of success. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why you got to bring it out. It's definitely going to give you a lot of variety. From this point on, you guys started winning, and you were winning really, really well. Talk to me about the rest of this game after that swap.
Yeah, we played really good.
Mm-hmm.
And after this match, when we won, we are pretty confident. We said we won one run against them. We can do it anymore. Okay. Let's see. We will see if we won or not.
Yeah.
And after we won every
yeah like
the match.
Yeah. Like the problem with the DJ comp is that many teams that play against DJ comp switch their composition. They try to something else. They play two attacker. Like they never played this before. Like they shouldn't switch their composition because if they switch and it's not working, it's burst. And I said to my team, guys, we don't play our comp, we play Degen. We played already Degen before, we know how to play it, we just play it, fuck it.
Wanted to play Greninja bot lane.
Yeah. That got vetoed, did it? You weren't allowed to play Greninja bot lane?
Yeah. No, Greninja bot lane.
No, Greninja bot lane.
This is a non-Edgar zone, but no Greninja bot lane.
Okay, yeah, we can allow some things, but others are off the table. But okay.
We know how to play Degen, and that's why we just said play Degen. It was a really smart choice to play Crustle against Legion because this is all, like only scoring. And Wigglytuff is good, but I think playing Wigglytuff is better than Akromas with Fallout and playing Legion. Mm. And we needed to know, like, both teams didn't know how to play against Legion because they had no experience. So we were just scoring and having, like, some, what's it called, like, quality gameplay. Like, also, like, stealing Zapdos, stealing Dreadnought.
Mm.
We are just scoring and scoring and getting our points.
Because awesome.
The first game, we one tip for us: if you play against Legion, you shouldn't try to stop them from scoring when you can't stop them. Just counter score. Because in the first game we tried to stop them from scoring, and it was a dumb decision. Because in the second round, they tried to stop us from scoring, but we were able to score because they can't stop us.
Yeah. All that buddy barrier score shield health is just so enormous. It's never going to happen, but okay, cool. Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of score camp on the rise and everything, but in the end, you guys were able to tear it up, get the reset, and then win a 2-1 game, and congratulations to Random Gaming. You guys win the first official actual finals tournament, earned yourself those really nice 300 points heading into the rest, setting yourself up in a really, really good way for good seeding heading into this final tournament. Unfortunately, no money on the line for this one, but hey, those tournaments are coming, and you're gonna have some good good seeding going in for the rest of those upcoming, so that's pretty exciting. Awesome. So thank you for running through that entire tournament with me. Congratulations again, guys. I know that must have been it's a long tournament for sure, but let's talk a little bit more about just kind of the broader things of the tournament you guys had. It was it's really, really solid performance, obviously, but the big thing that you guys brought to the table was a bit of DGen comp in EU. Do you think that you are going to see a ton more of this on ladder and in tournaments from other teams now? Now that the top two teams did it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, like we played in the morning against Degen.
Okay.
Like a lot of people don't know how to play Degen. They think it's a branded comp. But you need macro and you need to understand how to play Degen.
Okay.
Because if you just play Degen and you don't know how to play it, you just waste your time. Mm. Because like you need to understand how to play Degen. If you just play Degen for fun and you want to be a competitive team, you shouldn't practice Degen. Because at some point, we practiced Degen so much that we lost ourselves in Degen.
Sure.
And our normal comp was so bad. Like we lost a big French tournament like 2 months ago because we played too much Degen, and then it was pretty horrible, you know.
Gotcha.
How we managed to call it Degen instead of Scorecomp, I don't know. Since what moment did it happen?
Yeah, at some point a switch flipped and the community decided to just call it Degen. We are not acknowledging this composition, but you might have to recently. Maybe the score comp will swing back in the namesake for it too. But all right, so you guys are seeing it, but a little bit of a shout out. Maybe you shouldn't just be practicing Degen, because this can become a moment where eventually the meta catches up a little bit. You're going to need to learn how to play multiple things. Okay, that is exciting. I do love watching score comp and Degen stuff too, but I do love the traditional stuff just a hair bit more. So hopefully we see that swap. Who knows?
I think standard comp is better than Degen.
Sure. In terms because of like you... what's gonna win, or in terms of what's better for the health of the game.
No. It's better for win.
Oh, okay.
Standard comp is better than Degen for win.
Okay.
Because if you take position and farm everything correctly, mm-hmm. and if you are organized, Degen comp can do nothing.
Okay.
You can't score. You can't pressure on objective. You can't take Dreadnought or Rotom because you are not team fight. You are not Pokemon with who can score. Who can fight?
Yeah.
You know.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
That's why it's difficult. But sometimes if standard comp can't pressure or can't take really good position or can't farm, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good for win.
Well, fantastic. Let's talk about that a little bit then. In NA, we just saw a pretty standard comp could take the entire thing. We did see a little bit of Degen score comp on that side of things too. TTV, surprise, surprise, won all of NA right now. So you guys are the winners of EU. They're the winners of NA. If EU and NA were to clash, go up against each other, do you guys think you'd have a good shot of taking down the Titans of NA right now, taking down these new Gaiman Gladiator squad? Or do you think that they're just a hair better than you guys? Where do you think you match up compared to the best in NA?
I feel like we played brush tournaments before and we lost against TV.
Okay.
So yeah. we know our position right now.
Mm.
But playing this tournament showed us a lot. Like trusting your teammates, trusting calls, even if it's risky, just going for it is really important as a team. And when we played against them, at some points we didn't do it and then we lost. But I feel like you can't blame someone. Like if you blame someone on your teammate that you lost because of him, you're not a great team.
Sure.
Like you lose because of the team, and TTV knows this. Like TTV is a really good team. Like they play 24/7 the normal comp.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if we play against them right now, our comp, and we play like we played in the tournament, we can win against them. It's gonna be hard, but we can do it.
The
thing is that we played against TTV without every time with swaps, also without our right now with our power spike, because we experienced a power spike playing post shiny league.
Mm-hmm.
We started taking the thing serious the week ago shiny league. We started to scheduling training sessions, making scrims, everything, and we wanted also to test ourselves against TTV. We proposed them and scream, but they only want to scream against any teams.
Okay.
So it's a mess.
Sure.
But whatever, we really want to show ourselves how we could do against them.
Okay.
So we will see
because
in the future.
I think, I think DTV is a really good team because they don't do mistake, you know. They don't make mistakes. It's really hard to win against them. To be honest, if you win against DTV, it's like for 50 points, you know.
Sure.
Or
yeah.
100. You can't you can't stomp them no. like for 400. It's not impossible because they don't do mistake.
Yeah, no,
but it's possible. It's possible to win. You know, you need to make strategies. You need to work our macro games or something like this, and you can win. It's still winnable, I think.
Yeah, like the only thing that TTV is bad about sometimes Toon is overstaying. Like I'm the kind of jungler that knows when to pick someone that is off guard.
Okay.
Like I just kill him, and then I get XP back. Like people. Like when Vertum and Red Door start up, usually the Lucario and the jungler goes top lane, and I see this, and then I just kill him and then run away.
Okay.
Because I just use ultimate before Zapdos spawns, farm points, and then like I'm really good in securing, like killing someone off guard. And
okay.
I'm the short caller in the team, but like I do a lot of short calls. I practice enough, and I know how to short call now. Because back in the day when I did short calls, my entire team lost and stuff, and they didn't really trust me and my short calls.
Okay.
But right now, when I do a bad short call, I'm asking first. Like I used to always say, "Do this," and then we do this.
Yeah. Now you're trying to get the team's opinion included in within your shot calling, making sure that everybody's on the same page all the time. And with the way that Random Gaming plays, that makes a lot of sense to me. And hey, you found a ton of success recently. Really nice open qualifiers run and an even more fantastic finals run, guys. So awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I'm just about out of time, so we're going to start wrapping this thing up a little bit. But I always love to ask this question to teams as we're nearing the end of the show. Right now, Pokemon Unite is really heating it up. If you were watching the official broadcast at all, they were constantly, constantly shouting out, if you want to play yourself, you can join the next open qualifier. So hopefully our game is growing. We're seeing more players. And if those players are tuning into this podcast, I want to give them just a little bit of a tip of how to get really, really good at Pokemon Unite. You know, how can you become a really solid player in a team environment? And how can you try to climb up the ladder and, you know, start playing in tournaments? So if we could just go around the circle one more time, get everybody to just say one tip that they think they could give to a new player in Pokemon Unite, what could make you go from good to great? If they've hit masters, they're looking for a team, what kind of thing could really give them the advantage? Just one tip for your role. Why don't we start with Adesu? What's a tip that we could give a new attacker player that could really make them go from good to great?
First, a general tip to any player is play. This game is about decision making. You get better decision making the more you play, because you experience more situations and you can react better to any of those situations. So play the game again. And related to attacker role is in lane, sometimes you feel useless because I'm mostly a Venusaur player. Okay. Because you don't have such a last hit potentials. In this current meta nowadays that is full of Pikachus, Pikachu's way more oppressive than you.
Yeah,
he has longer out attacks. His slow is crazy, and he has even better last hit than you with Thundershock. So you need to rely on your partners and give room for them to last hit the things. So you are not going to last hit the Audino. So help them to last hit them.
Okay, got you. Yeah, coordinating with the rest of your bot lane and also setting up your team to succeed. Cool. Not very often do you think of that as a DPS player having to do that,
yeah,
but
or
in this
even
situation you do.
Annoy the opponents with your buying width, for example. You can cancel that water gun from Slowbro or Slowpoke, sorry.
Sure.
Or
yeah,
cancel a skills of indicator from Pikachu.
Okay, cool. I love that. That's a great tip. Okay, let's go next. Be a Chroma. How about for a tank player?
I think you need to learn step by step. You need to focus on one thing. For example, 3 days. Like you focus just on your micro, on laning phase, on earlier, and try to smite correctly. After this, you can work on the Dreadnought Secures, and after you can practice a Zapdos fight or something like that.
Sure.
And for me, it's important to play one Pokemon for learn basics of Pokemon Unite, you know?
Mm.
What Pokemon can do, if you can engage or not. It's really important. Because Defender, you have high responsibility before the first Dreadnought. Because you are the secure... It's only you can secure the Odino, you know?
Okay.
You need to smite Odino every time, like Slowbro, with, like Mime or something else, you know?
Mm, gotcha.
If you don't do that, it's not good for a team. You can be snowballed really hard.
I hear you. Okay, sounds good. All right, well, Gatlu, how about you? I guess for a specific, would love one for Greedent, but whatever role that you really think that you play for the team, you can give a tip for that.
For a jungler, I mean, in general, as a team, you should trust your teammates. This is mm-hmm. one of the important things you need to know. If you are master and you got to a team, if you find a team, you need to see if they synergize with your playstyle. Because my playstyle is a bit unique. I'm a bit crazy, and I needed a team that sticks to my playstyle and trusts in my plays and follows me. Cool. And it was really hard for me to find a team that sticks to my playstyle, because like when I played solo queue and other teams, they said, "What are you doing? Stop doing it. This is not how you play the game."
Mm.
But you can play this game this way. And I found a team that was sticking to my playstyle and knows me.
Cool.
And if you are a player that just play standard comp, and like you just need to have teammates to trust you, and you need teammates. Like if you get a team in a team that is not fitting in your playstyle, you should get another team or play with the team and see if it goes well. Because if it doesn't go well in the long terms, you're gonna be unhappy and you want to leave the team.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you gotta know your situation. That makes a lot of sense. All right, Geese, how about you next?
Okay. I think that something that helps you a lot to understand the game is playing every lane.
Okay.
I think that it's so important to know. You have to know how to lane in top lane.
Mm.
You have to know how to trade in bot lane, how to pull the Adinos to your side to last hit. Also, you have to know how is the jungler going to path. If you understand everything and you play every role, you are going to predict the enemies. You have more chances to predict the enemies and to know what they are going to do. So the calls are going to be more accurate.
Okay.
So something that I think that is really important is playing every role, because the characters more or less, they have some skill cap, mm-hmm. some characters like Lucario, but it's not like League of Legends. So you don't need 1,000 games to play Lee Sin properly.
Sure.
So it's not the same. So I would recommend to play every role for knowing every mechanic of the game. Mm-hmm. Then you are going to improve a lot.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You want a holistic idea of the game before you can really start playing at a top level. Makes a lot of sense. Redma, how about you next?
I think overall you should focus on pick one role. Like you say, is saying like you can for sure play all lanes, but you're constantly going to be swapping like mindsets and stuff.
Sure.
Like I think also you should be like, when you focus on one Pokemon, you should like pick up like one Pokemon, focus on like what is your role in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you pressuring the enemy? Are you smiting? Like, for sure, if you play top lane, like pick up Lucario. It's probably the most versatile top lane champion right now.
Oh,
like you can pick Lucario into literally every comp in the game.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. This champ is always, doing something.
Yeah,
no matter
true.
What you play against.
Or you can play Lucario as an attacker as well.
You can play Lucario support probably too. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna work.
We played it.
Yeah.
And
one thing in the jungle, I forgot to mention it. Like, if you play jungle, you need to know that there are more things like doing your jungle. Counter jungling, when you see that the jungler is overstaying and you can't help the top lane, go counter jungle.
Okay.
If you see that the bot lane is losing, do both buffs, go top lane, stop the top laner from scoring, and take the A-pom or give it to your top laner, and then take the crap at 9 minutes. Because you get more XP when you are waiting at the before, like there's like green bar XP, and you know you don't need two crabs if you get level 5. If you delay, then you will get level 5. Like most of them, like most of them don't know that it's working.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, it sounds like we even have some people on your side of things that want you guys to get moving too. So let's bring this to a close. I want to give you guys just one more chance to go around the circle. Maybe not a tip for the game, but just if you want to sell out, shout out, plug wherever people can find you on social media or on if you have a stream or something you want to plug, go ahead and do that. Let's start again with Adesu. Where can people find you, watch you, all that stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter. I will appreciate it very much. It's Adesu Unite, cool. All together. And in Twitch, it's Adesu 23, like my name in the game.
Okay, awesome. Go tune into that Switch. Tune into that Switch. Sounds good. Akroba, why don't you go next?
Okay, can Gatlu speak before me?
Yeah. Gatlu, no problem. Why don't you plug your stuff?
You can find me on Twitch. I'm streaming almost every day, and I try to be active on Twitter. Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good.
At Gatlu, just Gatlu.
At Gatlu. Okay, awesome. Everybody go tune in, find them there. Redma, how about you? You want to plug any of your stuff?
I'm usually not the most active person on social medias, but I'll be trying to stream a lot more. So on Twitch.
Awesome.
I have a Twitter account as well. I haven't posted much there, but I might in the future, you know.
Cool.
Both Redmo, are Redmo with an underscore after.
Okay, Redmo so with the underscore after. Make sure you guys are tuning in there. All right, Geese, let's finish off with you.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter. It's called Cepri. It's CEPRIII.
All right.
And also I started stream two weeks ago, and you can follow me on Twitch, here, Geese.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, now you can find me on Twitter, as Akroma, same pseudo, and I'm going to stream in the future, only this.
Okay, sounds good. All right, make sure you guys are tuning into that. You want to get there right at the beginning. Get subscribed, get that founder badge, all that good stuff. Guys, thanks so much for everybody who tuned in live to the Twitch or YouTube stream. Thank you so much. We'll be having many more episodes of Overdunk in the future. If you liked this or you didn't able to catch it live, we will be on the YouTube. We'll be on YouTube as well as we'll have the podcast uploaded to pretty much wherever you can find those. So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go to YouTube.com/UniteMikes to subscribe, see all the episodes of this show, all the episodes of my all the episodes of my co-caster show. Make sure you go check everything out. I have been Zoinks with UniteMikes. This has been Random Gaming. Thank you so much for coming on, and have an awesome rest of your night, afternoon. Time zones are weird. See you next time. Bye.